Hey guys, welcome to a new episode of Dear Albie. Candace is here.
Hello.
We do have some other people joining us. They're a bit lagging behind. They'll be here. But Ken, a little backstory for the folks at home. I called an emergency podcast.
He did.
And I refused to even speak to you until this emergency podcast had been recorded.
Right.
So you don't know what this is about.
No, he said he wanted a live reaction, which always makes me nervous.
I said I needed to see your face and hear you live because I couldn't tell you the story and then ask for you to, to react to it twice, number one. And then Jules was very offended for like really quick.
Because of the story?
No, Jules was offended because quick Dear Albie news. We are going to have Jules back. Yeah. Jules is out of quarantine.
Oh, she's making her way back.
She got emotional when I asked her to come back. She was very, very excited. She said, really? With like a bunch of like question marks and exclamation points. She was very, very excited.
Did she think we were scared of her this whole time?
Well, when I said emergency pod and Jules is on there, she's like, what time am I there? I'm like, Jules, this is not for you. Not for your virgin ears. Like
I want to know the story.
I'm letting this be a big moment.
I know. It's been like 4 days.
For when Jules comes back.
Oh,
I want it to be a big moment, and I don't want to sully the moment with what I have to tell you.
Oh God, I don't really know what it is.
Candace, and community. I had one of the lowest points of my entire life.
This is what he said. That's what
within
the text
last
said.
Few days.
I had the worst day of my life.
It's one of the lower points of my whole life.
Okay.
And I'm gonna walk you guys through it.
Okay.
And it took a lot of self-reflection. A lot of time to consider whether or not even telling this on the pod was a good idea, because you guys may look at me differently after this.
I'm very excited about it.
But I feel like this is, you know, this is a safe place. This is a nest.
The community needs to know.
The community nest. And I feel like you guys are so vulnerable to me. Who am I to not be vulnerable to all of you?
Shed your skin.
And on top of that, we find that this podcast, the community almost, where it's like art imitates life, the community almost dictates moments that happen in my life.
Definitely.
And this is probably in its most true sense. So I wanted to bring this to the community and just get everybody's, you know, I'm just going to bare my soul to you all.
Okay.
And we'll go from there really quick. Quick update from Sheila.
You're going to make me wait even freaking longer? Waited Sheila 4 days.
Sheila said, Pleasure Island, yes. We went there on our honeymoon. It was kind of naughty and a huge party, a drinking-centric atmosphere.
First of all, why was I there so young?
People lost their mind over the Pleasure Island thing.
I'm telling you, I remembered it, and then I was like, holy shit, wait, am I a pervert? Is it really Treasure Island?
Mm.
But it was Pleasure Island. I knew I remembered it. Nobody talked to me. Wait, somebody did mention the pink sign. There was lots of neon lights. In this vision, this flashback in my brain of Pleasure Island.
Yeah, there were tons of people that wrote in.
I got a lot of people saying
all kinds of crazy things that have happened at
Pleasure Island.
Yeah,
who and to be so tied to Disney, I'm telling you,
wild,
very wild,
a fine line,
very
a fine,
fine
line in the
Look
in
them.
The experiences side.
Look at Disney.
But I digress. We'll get back to me. and what I've been going through. We've got a little bit of an audience too as well. You can clap. Don't be afraid to have yourself known. Thank you so much,
audience.
We've
got people in here listening to us.
Thank you so much. Anyway, allow me to opine on what happened to me in the last couple of days. Ken's really been like texting me on the side too. Like, no, seriously, tell me what happened.
And then I was like, is it going to make me mad?
No. I'm going to change some facts. Irrelevant facts. To kind of keep things clean here, if we can do such things. But Ken, it was a low moment.
Okay, I'm ready.
A low moment. So. Guys, you know, we've all been going through a lot in quarantine, okay? Some things a little bit harder than others, all right? And I am the type of person that likes to try and keep, okay?
I want to guess. Can I just guess the story first?
Go ahead.
Because I feel like, so I'm trying to think, what would make Al feel so low?
Mm-hmm.
There's only a few things.
I'm not going to react. I'm just going to keep telling this story.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm going
to
turn my head away.
But I just want to see if I'm right. Because I swear to God, guys, I have no idea what he's going to tell me. But I just want to know if I'm right. It had to be somebody, and if it's not this, then he's going to feel even more low. Somebody mentioned something about his appearance it had to be something like, oh, like something about how he looks. He's not even looking at me, so I don't even know if this is right based on his reaction. But knowing Al, something about his looks, something about him as his physique, something like that. Okay, now tell the story. I want to see if I'm right. Don't even react to me.
No. I won't react at all. Okay, don't react. No, thank you for making me feel worse and butchering my appearance in the process.
That's what I was going to say.
It's really been quite a day, you know, and thank you for now giving me another thing to consider that maybe I'll talk maybe I'll talk to with a licensed professional. Maybe I'll call BetterHelp.
Oh, yeah. Call BetterHelp.
That's better. H-E-L-P. Especially now with everybody in lockdown, maybe taking care of kids while trying to work, or, you know, maybe you're just going through some of the personal things that I'm going through. Maybe you look up BetterHelp. It's a professional counseling done securely all online. You can get going in under 24 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's a company that will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. They offer a broad range of expertise, some of which you might not be able to find in your area. It's available worldwide. So anyone can take part in this. You'll get timely, thoughtful responses to any situation, such as the one I'm about to describe.
Well, I'm about to call BetterHelp.
I'm about to rack up hours right on BetterHelp. Okay,
so I'm going
and
nuts.
Candace sent me to a double dose of BetterHelp. With okay. Now I've got physical problems too that I hadn't considered. They also offer financial aid, so if you don't pay the full load right now, it's very cool. Visit BetterHelp.com/DearAlbie. That's Better HELP/DearAlbie to join over 800,000 people who are taking charge of their mental health. And they give you a discount code, 10% off your first month, betterhelp.com/DearAlbie. Just punch it in. And we want to thank you guys so much for listening, and I'm sorry I have to rope you into this, but you've got a new client because I'm going to be racking up hundreds of billable hours after I'm done with this one.
Okay, let's go.
So anyway, I've had a couple of things, you know, certain things going really great, certain things, you know, not going so great. And I wanted to kind of take some time for myself, mm-hmm. get centered. Okay, and I say to myself, you know what, I'm actually going to try and do that, and I'm going to try and go for a walk, and I'm also going to try and reclaim my physical health, which is something obviously Candace feels like is way behind me.
It's just my guess, knowing you.
So I grab, there's a local, it's pretty cool, it's a hiking place.
The Reserve?
That I'm not going to go into locations, Ken. We're going to be very, very careful of exactly what we say, and some of these things, like I said, I'm going to change some facts in this story, so... there is a hiking type destination that is, because of the social distancing and stuff like that, only allowing the place to open by appointment.
Oh.
So you have to go in and you, basically get spread out between the people that are around you. And it's very, very nice the way they have it set up, and it's set up for mostly also athletics, which is very, very nice. So okay. I decide I'm going to be a real champ. I'm going to take a weighted bag with me on this journey. Okay. And it's miles. You end up walking, sometimes running miles, okay? And they have outposts, okay? And at each post, there's different little things that you can do. Some it's just kind of looking around, watching. Some you just, you know, little information, run to the next post. And other posts are like little snack bars, let's say, or,
ooh,
you know, water outlets and stuff.
Serve snacks.
Yeah, very nice.
I want to go to this.
So when
not
you first, when you first
clear.
Get there and you make your appointment and all that stuff, there's like a little, let's say, a greeting post info guide of sorts, right? Mm. And I decide when I'm going to go out there, you know, I really just need a day 100% by myself. Mm-hmm. So I reserve a time where I know no one's going to be either before me or behind me, especially behind me, because I don't like feeling rushed. If I want to sit and look around, take a picture, I like to do that.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, we know. Your landscape pics.
Yeah, that's what I like to do.
Yeah, we know.
So I decide, I'm going to stop at the snack bar, like, what do they have type of things, and blah, 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 blah.
Was it open?
The snacks were open.
Wow.
But the inside was not. And it's actually funny, because, like, when we were there, they were very, they were begrudgingly not open. So you couldn't rent, let's say, a canoe.
Wow. I don't know where this place is.
Couldn't rent a canoe. And you also cannot, you couldn't rent like the typical things that they put out there. And you also couldn't use like any of the facilities that were there. Couldn't use the locker room, couldn't use the bathroom.
Okay.
There was a guy that was up there screaming. He goes, I can't use the bathroom. He goes, thank the governor. They're yelling at each other.
Raging.
I was like, oh, this is getting kind of heated. I should walk away.
Right.
So this is quite a distance, and I've got the weighted bag with me. And I say to myself, I haven't done this with the bag. And I've been dieting, which you clearly haven't noticed, but that's fine.
A weighted bag. So you just have a bag. To the people that don't work out, is it just like a bag, like a regular ass bag?
No, it's like a duffel bag full of sand.
Duffel bag full of sand. So you just hold it in your hand.
Like 10, 20 pounds somewhere in there is where you can get them.
You just hold it in your hand. Just an annoying thing to hold.
John's here too. John, please take a seat. Hi, John. How are you?
He's just getting into a story.
John, our friend John, who's been on the show before, he actually just got engaged. Congratulations, John.
Thank you very much.
So I'm just getting into my story, John, of my hike. I'm going on a hike is basically all you need to know.
He has a weighted bag with him.
And I have a weighted bag. You're familiar with weighted bags, sandbags and stuff like that. The audience is certainly familiar. I have it in the basement. There you go.
Okay. Yes. Seems like an annoying.
So, well, look, to take that on a run, you know, is something. That's an undertaking.
Seems like a really annoying accessory.
And I wasn't really running. I was going to hike with the bag. And I was like, oh, you know, that'll be good for my legs. And there's a lot of elevation on this place. So I was like, oh, you know, I'm feeling pretty good.
Aggressive move.
So I really, 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 number one, you know me, I have a very hard time even getting away by myself, especially this was during the week.
Right.
So I have a very hard time feeling not connected to my cell phone, not connected to the people I should talk to, all of this stuff. Okay. You've missed pretty much nothing in this story. So
right,
far,
he just started it.
All right.
So yeah. Well, you know. Anyway, so I'm like, all right, well, you know, I'm just getting going. Okay.
With the bag.
And I'm like, you know what? This was a good idea. I really just want to, I want a sign for like how things are going right now. I just want a sign. I want, give me some direction. This is going good. This is a little bit, whatever. What's the direction I got to go down? So, you know, this walk is this is a cleansing spiritual walk.
Okay. So I'm
by myself. I have to tell you, I look great. Okay, I really do. I felt fit. I felt like I had a nice outfit on. Okay, I was wearing things I don't usually wear. I felt pretty good.
Right.
I really did.
I'm sure the bears were impressed.
And John, let me explain.
The birds too.
The sun was shining. Okay. The sky was blue. Okay. And before I went out, a guy looks at me. They asked me for my name to go with the reservation. I said, oh, you know, Albie Manzo, whatever. And the guy looks at me and goes, I've heard stories about you. And I looked at him, and I'm like, they're all true. I'm charming. I'm charming people. People are recognizing me, okay? I'm like, wow.
You're feeling good.
What a day.
Got your bag.
Okay? So I got my bag. I'm going up the trail. Trot, 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 trot. I see the people in front of me, and I even slow down. I let them get a little bit more distance. I'm just enjoying it, okay? And I get about halfway through the first post, and I say to myself, I don't feel so great.
Like you're out of breath?
No, it's my stomach. I don't feel so great.
Peanut gallery, be quiet over there.
I don't feel so great.
So wait, is your stomach?
Yeah, it's my stomach. So I get through the first post, and they tell me, when I heard the argument with the other guy, that there's a bathroom on post 6. And I'm like, I kind of got to go to the bathroom, but I'm surrounded by woods. So I mean, like, you know, but like, I don't want to be that guy. I'm not going to go.
I
host a hit podcast. God forbid. You know, I got to beg people to write something nice about us. For me to go to the bathroom in the woods, they won't think twice to write about that. You know what I mean?
Someone's going
to
watch you.
Yeah, you can't if you got to go, you got to go. But not if you have a hit podcast, you go to the bathroom. You do this civilized.
Okay, so now you're walking with this bag. You have to go to the bathroom. You're on post one.
And now the bag almost becomes heavier to me. And I'm like, you know what? I'll make it to post 6. Okay? Now, for reference, okay, post 6 is about like 1.75 miles, maybe 2 miles up the road. Okay, I've got probably with everything in front of me, maybe about a half an hour because I'm walking. You know what I mean?
You're strolling
until I get to that bathroom.
Were you getting the bubbles? Not at this point. What was that?
It was just like a little trickle. Oh, no, you're good then. Like a warning. Yes. Like this is coming.
Yes.
I don't feel good.
I don't feel so. I don't feel so good.
You weren't getting the sweats
or anything. No,
nothing like
that.
No,
I'm
fine.
And I'm gonna keep going. And I said to myself, do I turn around? But I know at this outpost, they're gonna tell me the bathroom's closed. The closest bathroom available to me is at post 6.
All right,
I continue on my journey. And at this point, I am delighted to report that the feelings have subsided.
Okay.
And I continue, I cross post 1, and I am now on to
it's
post 2.
It's the calm before the storm. Okay.
I reach post 2. Now, post 2, it reemerges, this feeling. And it reemerges this time with a little bit more oomph. Okay?
Bubbles. You know what I'm saying?
They're painful.
Little,
yeah,
like,
there's like the little, yeah, there's
little
like,
bubble
yeah,
feeling
yeah, yeah,
coming from the
yeah,
intestines.
Yeah. Now, I had a Clif Bar before I went out, which I don't usually do. Okay,
see, I thought you were going to say protein shake.
No, I had a Clif Bar.
I thought you were going to say shit tea. Lawrence
No. I had a Clif Bar. You know why? Because
it was
the only energy bar that was there. There was a guy basically climbing a mountain, which to me was consistent with what I'm about to go through. You know what I mean? Like, this is fine. This has got to be fine. But I'm not used to Clif Bars. Clif Bars are not something that, you know, I usually eat. So, you know, whatever. So now I am halfway through marker number two, and it's a definite pain. Okay.
Wow, it's escalated fast.
And I look around, and there is a patch of wood, patch of woods, with a little cliff. And I'm like, I might have to go to the bathroom right in the cliff there. Number two.
Over the cliff.
Yeah.
What if it lands on someone?
Well, it clearly would not have landed on someone, but I'm like scoping out the cliff. And I say to myself again, Al, the pod, okay? You can't be this guy. You know what I mean? I'm thinking of all of the jokes people would make at me. You know what I mean? Like, does an owl shit in the woods type of thing? All of this stuff. And I'm looking at my brother's face. I'm watching. I see it in my head. This is not going to end well, right? So I can't do it. I can make it to marker six. I can make it, right? But just in case, I check to see if anybody's coming up mile marker one. There's not.
I feel like if Chris was telling this story, he would have shit at mile marker one.
Chris would have shit immediately.
5 feet off the trail and waved at people as they went by.
Chris has no, the man's got no couth, okay?
No, like
you have to shit considerately. You have to considerately shit. Now at this point.
He finds humor in everything though. He'd think it was hilarious.
Yeah,
right.
Not out.
And I say to myself, I'm like sizing this up. And I say, I knew I was in trouble because at mile marker two, I started looking at the sweat towel that I have on me and I'm like, I've got the means to wipe if I have to. And I'm looking at the cliff thing, and there's some houses within an eyeshot of the cliff. And I say to myself, can't do it. Can't do it. I'm going to make it to mile marker six. So now I pass mile marker three. Or I don't know if it's miles, but it's marker three. Mm-hmm. Now, marker three, for reference, you can see the parking lot and like the check-in house when you first arrive at mile marker three.
Okay.
Because it bends back around. Okay. But halfway through mile marker three, my body says, hey, bud, you ain't making it to six. It's not happening.
Whoa.
Okay. It's time to think on your feet. What are you going to do? Okay. And my brain initially goes, let me go back to mile marker two to the cliffs and just accept my fate. Okay. I run towards mile marker two. Run with the bag.
No, you got to run at some point.
Okay.
No, you got to run.
You're running.
And now,
with the
at
bag.
This point, now there's people there. I can't do this with an audience, okay? Can't do it. So I turn around and I say to myself, I'm going to run back up mile marker three.
So you're running back and
now
forth.
I'm running, Ken, I'm like this.
No.
At this point, I'm going like this.
No, I've been there. You get to a point where literally you almost black out. Like, I wish we could see his face because,
John,
trust me.
That's what happens.
He wasn't trying to be cool. Face was terror.
John, let me explain, okay?
Should we call
my
it
legs
face?
Were crossed. My
shit
legs
face.
Were crossed. I'm going like this. My legs were shaking.
How did it get here?
Now,
how did
I'm
it
in the
get
middle,
here so fast?
I'm in the middle of marker three. The worst part about it is marker three, the only patch in this entire place without woods surrounding it. I'm in the open. I am in the fields. Okay? In the open. I say, I know what I'm going to do.
Lauren's coming.
Okay.
Lauren, did you hear Al's story yet?
He said that he surprised her telling this story.
Who said?
Did you?
Yeah.
This podcast is about shitting. I thought this was appropriate. There is a human-sized shit in the community bathroom upstairs that smells.
Ew.
And it's clogged. And I said,
was it Gabe?
There's no way an adult man.
Was it Gabe?
It's a man's shit. I said, there's no way an adult man did this because Josh and John both would have said, I need a plunger.
Oh, yeah.
And fixed it.
Would never let it.
So, I'm down here to tell Josh that he's going to have to go upstairs and plunge what is definitely his son's clogged shit.
Gabriel knows he does this.
And
this is
toilet paper, like, thrown at him.
All right.
Listen, yeah, oh yeah. Gabriel doesn't. Gabriel has no.
I didn't want to embarrass him, so I didn't say anything.
All right.
We're talking.
You don't do it now.
I mean, let's not leave this shit.
No, we have time.
Oh my God. All right.
So
thanks, Lauren.
My legs are. I'm bow legged at this point. Yes, is what they call. It. Like,
I'm listening, and many people listening now have been there too, and we're all with you, dude. We're
so
all
at this
understanding.
Point, I am now sweating. Okay, mm-hmm. And my body takes over. All right. And I said, I'm going to run for the clubhouse and let no man stand in my way.
With the bag. Or did you drop the bag?
No, I've got the bag.
Okay.
Let no man stand in my way. I am running him over. He says, governor, no governor. I don't care. You're getting out of my way, my friend. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm doing this right here, right now. Okay, right. Well, you don't have a choice.
Got I've been in the car running red lights. We'll get to that later.
Absolutely. And mind you, I look great. Let me reiterate. I look fantastic.
Okay, thank God. Because if you didn't look fantastic while doing this.
So I start running. Me and my bag. Okay, I start running. Okay. And again, I'm like pouting. Okay. Right. It's rough. I'm running. Okay. And I'm at the middle point between the clubhouse, where the clubhouse is, and my car. And at this point, my body says time's up. And I feel my, whatever you want to call it, just begin to say, I'm taking over here, pal.
Bro, wait, you're mid-stride?
I am mid-stride.
Trow not dropped?
No. I'm in the open still.
But at what point do you make a decision, like run up into the woods and...
It was too far gone, because at this point, I had committed to the direction of the greeting house.
Were you at this point prairie dogging?
Prairie dogging? No. The dog was out, but half the dog.
The turtle head was out.
The turtle head, just the head. The shell was still there.
The prairie dog was.
We'll get to the shell
coming out. Just to try to give everybody a visual.
It's what I can only assume is my. You know, it's in my pants, okay?
Okay.
So at this point, you're pretty certain you've shit your pants.
I am about 95% sure I've shit my pants, okay?
Okay.
And now I'm like, oh, no. So now I take the bag, right? I'm trying to reason with it. I'm like, no.
What?
No. Okay. And I'm using the bag to block me because I don't know what's going on back there. Okay.
Wait, are you wearing white?
There are people around. No, I was wearing
gray.
Did you
pray to God? I actually have prayed. I'm like, please, God, no. No, God, no.
God. Honestly, I couldn't think of anything.
No.
And you know what? Because I was having those cold sweats at that time. So now after I feel it, I decide to divert my path and go right to the car. Okay.
Shit in your car.
Well, I run to the car.
Well, it sounds easy.
As fast
there.
As I can. Okay. All right. I open the door. I take my bag, okay?
Now you're at the car.
I open the trunk of my car. I throw the bag and myself in the trunk of the car. I see a box there.
No!
Okay?
What?
I cut the box open.
Shit in the box.
And listen.
Shit in the box.
So you know Dr. Fauci talks about the second wave? Okay? And how it might be worse than the first? Yeah. Okay? All right. Well... I had the second wave, and it was way worse than the first, okay? And there was a moment where I'm looking.
Wait, was your trunk open?
No, I shut everything. I shut all the doors. I'm basically in my back seat at this point, but I put my seats down, okay? And I'm sitting in a box in the back of my car, and I'm looking at my window. And no joke, I'm going like this. I'm going like this. Okay. And one of the lowest moments of my life, I look at my window and I see a reflection of my bare ass in a box. Okay. And I look around and my mother, my poor mother.
She's with you?
No.
Oh,
no,
I was
no,
like,
no.
Ew.
Come on. My poor mother, who cares so much about all of us, one time gave me a bunch of her handmade scarves to wear as masks in the event that we don't have a mask and can't get into a
store
or whatever right now. And I had to use that and some masks that another close friend of ours made us.
Sarah's mask?
I had one of Sarah's.
I wiped my ass Sarah's, with your mask.
Sarah's were definitely handmade. That's
and
fucked up.
No, yeah, but
it took
what
time.
Was I going to do?
She's like, I wiped
so
my ass.
There was
it.
One of them.
That's what you should say.
And I had to use it.
She won't believe it.
So I used all of them and put it in the box, sealed the box, and later disposed of it. And drove home immediately. Just I it was terrible. I got home and I just had a
it's a low, right?
I had to disrobe and put my clothes into garbage bags, and then I sat in the shower and just contemplated life.
Yeah, no, it's a low. Like, so first of all, I joked around about the protein shake, and it ended up being some kind of protein bar. Be careful with that protein stuff, man. It's not ready. It's not ready for prime time in your
high
body
in fiber,
a lot of times.
Very,
yeah.
And
I was
John,
squatting. Similar thing.
Similar.
And
similar
I sit
thing.
Here.
I ran upstairs. Tally's like, where are you going? I'm like, I'll be right back. Ran right past
I've
her.
Talked for weeks about how when we would talk about embarrassing things that have happened on honeymoons, almost all of them were about shitting themselves. The poor girl on the dune buggies.
The girl on dune buggies.
Remember?
You know I have a very short memory.
She had her honeymoon. She was on a dune buggy and she shit herself.
Oh, yes. Yes. Or didn't somebody's mother-in-law shit themselves
yes,
on the way
yes,
to cruise?
Yes, we've had several mother-in-laws shit themselves.
All right, I got one for you.
Okay.
Sturgis on a motorcycle. My friend says, let's stop for these Indian tacos. on the side of the road.
Aggressive.
Mm. I'm going to give you the short story. He opens up the thing to put the meat on the taco. I love tacos.
Who doesn't?
Flies. He opens it up. Flies everywhere. I'm like, whoa, there's fucking flies on that meat.
He's
like, no, it's fine, it's fine. He flops it on the taco. I eat it. One of the best tacos I ever had.
There's John.
Oh, there's
flies?
Definitely fly shit. So I jump back on my bike. God. How about this? I'm not even kidding you. Not even an hour down the road. Not 2 hours down the road. 20 minutes down the road. I'm leading the pack. My buddies. I pull it aside the road. They're like, what the fuck is he doing? I throw my bike to the ground. Grab this little tiny roll that I always kept in my jacket. Jumped over the edge. A cliff. Slid down like 30 feet.
What?
Grabbed onto her. I'm swear, if I'm lying, God strike me dead. I grab a branch to save myself from falling all the way down the cliff. Drop trowel. And I blow out green shit out my green, like lime green, within 30, 20.
On the cliff, hanging for your life.
I swear to God, hanging from a branch, green shit coming out my ass, and nothing
God.
Solid, lime green in 20 minutes. Whatever was in there, I'm lucky to be alive.
Well, I mean,
that's a short version
coming
of your story that was fucking, I was, and my boys are up top going, are you all right? And I'm hanging there, and they see my pants hanging down, and all this going on, they're like,
see, you know,
it's a great story. Oh, dude, it was horrible.
I kept coming.
And I had to
climb
back up with my pants down because I shit down my jeans a little bit.
Man.
No, yeah, that was bad.
No, it's bad.
No,
it bad.
I had a couple. I told my brother,
but
so
I was in biker mode.
I didn't know what to do, yeah, so I called my dad immediately. Okay, and I called my dad.
Call
I said,
your dad.
Yeah, of course. I said, Dad, I go, I'm at a low point, man. I'm going to tell you what just happened. And he said, well, there was a sign you were looking for, and that's going to make a hell of a podcast episode. Like, the guy just, like, immediately went to the pod. And I'm like,
well,
oh,
that's what everything in
I
life
can't
turns
share
into the pod.
I can't share this with the community because,
of
like,
course you can share this with the community. This is a story somebody would have written in, like the woman that threw up in her hat.
But all I can say is there are moments in time, okay, where, you know, sometimes nature just takes over. And we cannot be ashamed to be brethren to each other in
I
these
hear
moments.
You, but at what point, though? I'm trying to understand. As someone that shit myself,
yeah,
okay? I'm trying to understand this. At what point do you go, I can hide behind that fucking tree right now and just let this all go?
Well, here's the thing,
you know,
about the tree.
He could have done that. He chose not to.
But think
I
about
know,
it. You know
I
what,
don't
though?
Get that thought.
You know what? It just shows you that life is really all about perspective. Because in that moment, okay, the tree, to me, seemed inhumane.
Yeah, but nothing's
the tree
worse
would
than
be
shitting yourself.
Well, right, right.
I jumped
well,
over a cliff.
Well, John, let me
my
be
pants
clear.
My ankles.
You
I,
almost
that
died.
Was never.
Almost died.
You almost died for the shit.
But I was
that
not going to shit
never,
my pants.
That no. was never my intention. My intention was never, like, the of all of the options, shit myself with not one of them. I would have gladly have taken the tree.
Al,
I would gladly have taken the box.
I have questions. I have important questions.
Go ahead, Cam.
Okay. First, what did you do with the box?
It has been disposed of.
What, I need to know exact. So you picked it up. And brought it where?
You didn't leave it in your car.
Like,
for the
no,
ride.
It was put into it. It was put into a trash can. Well, I wasn't far from home. I didn't know what else
was
to do.
Was it indoors?
I wasn't going to throw it out.
So you had it in the car all the way home?
Well, I wasn't going to be
you
rude.
You drove home with
wow.
the shitty box.
I drove home.
And then you put the shitty box where?
Well, outside until I could bag it in the trash with my clothes.
Wow.
It's like a murder scene, but like way worse.
Like way worse.
So you bagged it separately from everything else?
Yes.
And the box was filled with shit.
Yes, it is.
Liquid
and,
shit.
And the scarves.
Liquid
the scarves.
Shit.
Yeah.
So you shit on your mom's scarves, your cousin's handmade mask.
Yeah.
You shit in the box, mm-hmm. drove with it as it like a passenger.
Yeah.
Were you nude?
Windows down. No. I kept my clothes on because I was.
But you shit in your pants.
Yeah.
And you drove with the shitty pants.
Well, I tried to wipe what I could.
So shitty pants.
I had to clean the car, everything.
That's a low point
Did
in
you
life.
Did you cry at any moment?
I thought about it. I thought about crying.
No, you just feel stupid. You just feel like.
Well, the beginning, I almost cried from pain.
Like, I
like,
shit
you know what
myself.
Mean? Like,
I
you know?
Just shit
yeah.
myself.
John, like, you know what? Because
I'm a 30-year-old grown man, and I
I'm gonna
just
see,
shit myself.
I'm going to see Marky, okay? And Marky's getting to the age where that happens, and she's like, you know, this doesn't feel right.
She's down.
You know
after
what I mean? Like,
herself.
I'm not. I don't like this.
You
know what I mean?
Shitting yourself
is unacceptable behavior.
Come on, like,
and
go
I'm sitting
before.
There, and I'm like going out there. I'm like, you know, can you imagine the high and low when I'm taking a weighted bag? I'm like, I'm gonna better myself. Burning. You better not be a calorie in my body, pal. You're getting burnt. You're getting
but,
burnt.
But if you just go statistically, right?
Yeah.
There's three of us on the mic and four of us in the room. And I haven't heard Candace admit to this or not.
This has never happened.
I'm willing to say this. I don't almost believe her. Okay?
Swear to God. Josh, you've no. I've been.
You just never told him.
No. Listen, I couldn't keep that. I'd be coming home upset. Like, I would be fucked up from
that. Did you come close, like, where you're driving, sweating, and your foot's pounding on the side of the.
No. Nothing. I mean, I swear to God, I've never had experience like that. I've had experiences where.
Well, 3 out of 4 of us have then, and I think Candace is lying.
No, I swear. I would be scarred. I would tell it. You know that I have no
Well,
shame.
Here I am.
Like, not
listen,
even a little
guys,
like, ooh,
guys. Here are the
close.
Rules, though.
Never,
I just want
listen,
I don't believe her.
Al shit in a box in the backseat of his car. You almost died for your shit.
Right.
Nothing that I've had in my life has even come close to a story that I could tell. I wish there was. I'm trying
to think. Well, my brother's reaction was amazing. He said, do you still have the box?
Well, that's what my first question
said,
was the box.
I said, I know where it is. He said,
oh, you know where it's still
of
here?
Of course I know where it is.
Is it on this property?
It may or may not be on this property.
Come on, Al.
Okay. And Chris goes, well, we have to send that to someone.
Well, that was, Al, I swear to God, the first thing I thought of was this box belongs somewhere for a surprise for someone. So who's going to get it?
I mean, it is a life event for you.
Oh, I already know immediately who I'd send it to.
You have to wrap it up.
Are you going to say?
Oh my God, immediately. No, of course
no, wrap it up real nice like a present and send it.
Well, it's a whole long thing.
A shit box, and now it's old shit box.
But Chris, and look, I called Chris every time I see Chris. You know what he says now?
What?
He goes, "It's my shit in a box."
Oh, I've heard it. I think I've heard him say it. I didn't understand why.
So, guys, this is
Al was really upset. Guys, he texted me.
I was upset.
A lot.
I was really upset. I had to call Chels and like break it to her.
Why?
Because you just want, you know, like,
you
I
you needed
like,
to be comforted?
No,
she's got to know. She's got to know.
No, you know what? See, I'm private.
Yeah, I was
squatting downstairs, squats, like doing squats, and had a protein shake, had a little bit of a seepage.
Mm-hmm.
Seepage.
I went running upstairs. Tally's like, hey, real quick. I go, I'll be right back. And I
ran
upstairs.
No questions.
Ran upstairs, took care of business, took a quick shower, came back down. Maybe a week later, I told her. And I go, remember that time I ran upstairs? She goes, you shit yourself. I go, not really,
seepage.
But close.
Which is
close.
A nice word.
I'm gonna call
it
this,
happens.
I'm going to call this show on the word seepage. But I appreciate you all listening. Was it worth the wait, Ken?
It was. I was totally picturing something else.
No, we know what you were picturing. Thank
no,
you so much.
No, not that. The first time Al texted me when he said, oh my God, Ken, I've had the lowest moment of my life. I'm forever changed. I need you. We need an emergency pod. This is terrible. And he kept going, Candace. It was full naming me. Candace, I need you. Candace, this is terrible. So I was like, oh my God, what could get him this crazy? And then I said to him, I said, oh my God, Al, did you see your parents do something?
Well, yeah. You know what's, well, yes. Immediately she goes, did you catch your parents doing it? And I was like, no.
Yeah, he was
and
like,
then,
ah.
I put in my friend's group text, okay? Everybody who I brought this up to got it immediately. Immediately. TJ guessed it right away.
I wouldn't have guessed it.
No
okay.
way.
Chelsea
that
guessed
he...
it right away. She goes, what's going on? I go, I'm having a horrible day. She goes, did you shit yourself? Just
wow.
like that. Immediately.
What? No.
I feel like we're pretty close, but that would not be my first thought.
I thought you heard something between Don.
I would have been like, your stock's dropped. The
you
stock
know?
Market dropped.
Like found something.
No.
No, like no. I thought you heard like you heard something and then you went to go check it out and saw something. Really.
Well, let me ask you, would you rather walk in on something like that or shit?
I'd rather shit myself.
Yeah.
Immediately. No questions.
Jules, throw that out as a poll on the Instagram.
I would never want to see anything like that.
Would you
and
rather catch your parents doing the nasty or do the nasty yourself? Well, it was in my pants.
That's actually interesting. I would probably rather shit myself. But I don't think I would tell everybody. I would just do it in private.
I would rather
shit myself.
You wouldn't
publicly.
Go on Hit Podcast and say it.
No.
Hit Podcast.
Guys, I hope you stick with me after this, but know that, you know, we're all the same.
We could call this episode What a Shitty Day.
Yeah.
That is.
Or My Shit in a Box.
Mm. Well, I love you all. BetterHelp, I'm going to be calling you guys real soon. We're going to talk this one out with a licensed therapist worldwide, me and 800,000 other people.
So, all right, now we can just all know that Al shit himself.
That's all I have to say.
I'm willing to say 3 out of 4 people listening to this right now are chuckling because they've been there.
They've all shit themselves.
Mm. I believe so.
Well, I appreciate all of your time and concern.
Josh, I'm trying to think if Josh shit himself.
I've sharted. I mean,
well,
it's
a
still,
lot of people
still
sharted. I mean, I still... Kevin, think of time. I feel like I can't think of a good story about Josh shitting himself. I wish I could because I would tell it.
guys, real quick, it. Also, too, go on the podcast
guys,
site.
Is spinning. One of my wheels
okay.
is spinning.
Okay. Well, rate us 5 stars and comment what we should do with the box. Best comment, I will send a box of something that is not shit.
And avoid Indian tacos.
We love you all.
Or tacos with flies on them of any ethnicity. No fly tacos. Sorry, John.
We love you all.
I'm glad you're alive.
DayIlBeMailBag@gmail.com. I just want to change the word mailbag from that now. Anyway, love you guys. Hope you're still with us. Bye.
Bye.